This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 17th. God's word for you today is, Happy are you. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10. And it says, Glorify God with all your wealth, honoring him with your first fruits, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. We will kick off today's devotional with our discourse from yesterday. Let's look at the gentleman from yesterday's illustration. The gentleman with the 19,000 income that was able to save 97,000 over 12 months is a story about priorities. While the gentleman who had 150 million passed through his account and had only 500 naira left is also a story about priorities. You have to get your priorities right. God must be a priority. If you want to go far with God, you have to prioritize God and his principles. How does God become a priority in your finances, for example? Your finances are a reference point to other areas of your life, because how your finances go is a pointer to how the other parts of your life will go. For instance, in your spiritual life, the Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart is. It is directly linked to your wallet. You make God a priority by tithing. Read Hebrews 7, verse 1 to 6. The first 10% of your income is God's priority. Some people claim that if they give 10%, they cannot live on 90%. It is a lie. The people who tithe are actually able to control their finances better. And the people who, after tithing, begin to save are even better positioned. The gentleman that had 150 million probably felt the money was not enough for him to save. Or he was procrastinating the I will save next month gang. The truth is that the principles are eternal and tithing is a principle of priority, just like the first fruits principle, eternal. Both the principle of tithing and the principle of first fruits exist before the law, as far back as Genesis. In fact, the tithe is a form of first fruit. The tithe is your first 10%, not any 10%, and it is your saying to God, this belongs to you. In God's favorite house, we have certain people who have decided to go beyond 10% in their tithe. The first fruit is a principle of priority. While I cannot say first fruit is compulsory, however, I can say for a fact that it is consistent with the scriptures. Check. I have been giving my first fruits for as long as I can remember. The key thing is, this is a walk of faith. Tithing is a principle of priority, and it is by personal revelation. A man came to my office years ago and was telling me about his properties with goods worth billions of naira. Basically, he wanted me to know that he had a lot of money, but he does not tithe. I stared in silence, and when he was leaving my office, he said, Pastor, when I told you I do not tithe, you did not argue with me. I said, why should I argue with you? He said, when he tells other pastors the same thing, after giving them an idea of his net worth, they try to convince him to tithe. I said, I cannot make you tithe. God taught me how to tithe. God will teach you how to tithe. God taught him how to tithe, and it was not a funny journey. I am sharing with you from my heart. If you understand and do these things, happy are you. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to consistently glorify you with all my wealth, honoring you with my first fruit and with every increase that comes to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.